Track 2. Hello and welcome to the news recorded on Wednesday, the 15th of August. I'm Joyce.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Phil.
And your sound engineers this week are Martin and John. And now Margaret will start us off with the news.
Mary Stevens Hospice is looking to crown a Starbridge Queen, Prince and Princess to preside over its summer fair. The Old Swinford Charity is hosting the annual event in its grounds in Hagley Road on Saturday, September the 1st at 11:30 a.m. For the second year running, it will include a big parade through the streets. First, however, the hospice is looking for an aspiring queen, prince and princess to lead the parade. Nominations for the roles are now open, and hospice supporters are encouraged to nominate family and friends they believe deserve to be treated like royalty for the day. Amanda Bowen, Deputy Head of Fundraising and Lottery at Mary Stevens Hospice, said, "We open the gates to our community every year for our summer fair, and it always fills our hearts to see thousands of local people coming to enjoy the day with us. This year's parade presents an opportunity to do something really special for someone who truly deserves a day of being doted on. Based on the nominations we had last year, we have absolutely no idea how we're going to pick just one from each category. Carnival Queen nominees must be aged 16 and over, and possible prince and princesses must be aged between 5 and 15. Nominations will close on Sunday, August the 19th, and the winners will be chosen the following week by an independent judging committee. The lucky winners will then lead the parade in a luxury convertible and will be guests of honour throughout the event, which will include a football tournament, craft market, fruit and vegetable show and children's entertainment. To nominate someone, go to www.marystevenshospice.co.uk/nominate-queen-prince-princess. For more information, call the hospice fundraising team on 01384 377 778.
A rare Buddha statue, used as a doorstop by an elderly couple, is expected to sell for a spectacular sum when it goes under the hammer with eight others. Made from gold and bronze, the nine ornaments were found among 300 other collectibles in the home of an elderly London couple. They were dotted around the building, hidden in cupboards and sitting on coffee tables, with one used to prop open a door. The Buddhas come from China and Thailand and are believed to be from the 16th century Ming Dynasty. The owners were unaware and were using some as doorstops. They will be up for sale at Starbridge Base Firm, Fielding's Auctioneers, on Saturday, September 1st. Fielding's Asian art expert, Will Farmer, who is also an expert on the BBC's Antique Roadshow, said, "The couple were collectors and had an amazing life travelling the world picking up hundreds of items. Out of these we found these fantastic Asian Buddhas that were spectacularly dotted all over the house. The market for Asian art has skyrocketed in the last 10 years. China's economy has exploded and has become a major world player. And now all these wealthy chief executive officers and business owners want their artefacts and antiques back. We expect the highest valued Buddha to fetch between £8,000 and £12,000. But you really can't tell with these items. Two people could go toe to toe online and keep bidding for them, and the price can keep climbing. The money from the auction will go back to the family and the estate, with the auction house dividing the 300 items between the auction in September that will feature the Buddhas and another auction in October."
A major crackdown on cold calls is being led by Trading Standards to help those Dudley Borough residents most at risk of being targeted by financial criminals. A new scams unit has been set up by Dudley Council's team, primarily working with vulnerable residents who often find themselves on the so-called sucker lists, which are used by scammers to identify and prey on their victims. As part of its work, Trading Standards is going into homes of vulnerable people who regularly receive cold calls from scammers and installing call blockers temporarily. This means that every time a call is received, the resident can press a big red button and that number is blocked and unable to call again. Councillor Ruth Buttery, Cabinet Member for Health and Wellbeing, said financial scammers cold call older and vulnerable residents who are often lonely and welcome the attention and friendship offered by these criminals. Our scams unit is dedicating the work they do to put a stop to this and wipe out financial scamming in the borough, full stop. Since the scams unit launched more than 5 months ago, staff have visited more than 50 residents who have been targeted by scammers, recovering more than £17,000 for victims, as well as investigating cases that amount to at least £350,000 in losses. And evidence shows that within a three-month period, the cold calling stops and the person essentially disappears from the sucker list. People who regularly receive cold calls can also register for free with the Telephone Preference Service at www.tpsonine.org.uk to help prevent unsolicited sales and marketing calls. While those who are concerned or someone they know may have fallen victim to financial scams, should contact the Trading Standards Scams Team on 01384 818871 or by emailing trading.standards@dudley.gov.uk.
Worried residents complaining about dust and noise pollution on a Lye industrial estate are being reassured that environmental chiefs are monitoring the situation. A group of residents in Peters Hill Estate in Amblecote have reported their concerns over waste management company Regen R8 and grab hire firm Pegasus to the Environment Agency. The residents group recently contacted the news with their concerns, stating, "For the past 2 years, we have had issues with Pegasus in Bot Lane, Lye, and Regen R8 in Timmish Road, Stambermill. Although on a map we seem far away, we are actually only about 500 metres away as the crow flies, with only a field separating us. Our issues have been early morning, 6 a.m, and late evenings, 10:30 p.m, and occasionally early hours, 4 a.m, of noise equipment, crushers, grabbers, skips and lorries. There's also a lot of dust, which I've recently found out should not be airborne, which is really concerning us. There is a primary school with over 800 children nearby. Both companies, however, insist they are doing nothing wrong." A Pegasus statement said, "Pegasus works hard to help the environment by recycling 40,000 tonnes of material a year. We employ over 80 staff and created a huge amount of local employment. We are using the best available techniques in challenging weather conditions to keep dust levels low. Following an exceptional winter, we are now facing an exceptional hot, dry summer. We have to be careful with our natural resources and control the amount of water we use to damp down the stockpiles during this difficult period. Our vehicles and machinery are fitted with the latest acoustic sound suppression. We will continue to monitor to ensure that we balance concerns of neighbours whilst protecting the environment. Dudley Council are also looking into the issue. Councillor Ruth Buttery, Cabinet Member for Health and Wellbeing, said, "We are working with the Environment Agency to ensure that these issues are looked at and appropriately controlled in the interest of local people."
Council chiefs are slamming the brakes on motorbikes and quad bikes being driven irresponsibly on green spaces in Dudley, and riders will be targeted under the plans. Bosses at Dudley Council are implementing a Public Spaces Protection Order, PSPO, across the borough after taking a public consultation in which residents were given the chance to air their views. The order will now give police and local authority officers more powers to tackle what has become a growing problem recently. It comes after numerous complaints have been made from local residents about issues such as noise, nuisance, damage to land and fear of injury. Councillor Karen Shakespeare, who is the Cabinet Member for Environmental Services, said, "We have received a very positive response from our consultation, and we now intend to implement the order. Our message is clear. We will not tolerate antisocial behaviour on our green spaces." This initiative gives the police and council officers new enforcement powers to crack down on people who spoil the tranquility of green spaces and risk the safety of others by irresponsibly using motor vehicles. Problems have been reported at Fenspool Nature Reserve, Mullet Park, Barrow Hill Nature Reserve, the Green Space in Russell's Hall, Buckpool Nature Reserve, Woodside Park and Marsh Park. These will be the areas covered by the PSPO. The order will give police officers and authorised council officers the power to issue fines of up to £100 for those caught using an unauthorised motorised vehicle on any of the green spaces affected. Failure to pay the notice may lead to prosecution, which could result in a fine of up to £1,000. As well as this, the vehicle itself could also be taken away. Green space open to the public at Milking Bank, Pensnet Technical College, Lapwood Avenue, / Ketley Fields and Pheasant Street will also be covered. Anyone who wants to report incidents of motorised vehicles in public spaces can contact officers at Dudley Council Plus on 03 00 555 2345.
New car parking rules have now come into force in Amblecote. The King William Street car parks, which have recently had major repairs carried out, will now have a maximum short stay of 3 hours on car park A, which has 24 spaces, and a 16-hour parking restriction on car park B, which has 44 spaces. The changes follow desperate pleas from business bosses who told how they were losing customers because they were unable to find a space on the free car parks, which they say were being hogged by staff at certain local firms. Councillor Karen Shakespeare, Dudley's Cabinet Member for the Environment, said, "Traders, shoppers and local councillors asked us to look into car parking due to reports of people using them for long stay purposes and local shoppers not having anywhere to park. Following a consultation and listening to the views and needs of local people and businesses, we have introduced these parking restrictions to support local business and to help those visiting Amblecote. Those who need a longer stay can still use one of the car parks in each area. The car parks will remain free to use, but the restrictions on the length of stay will increase parking capacity for people shopping in the area. Dudley Council has also put in new arrangements for parking on two car parks in Roseville, Coseley, where there will be a maximum short stay of 3 hours stay on School Street car park and a 16-hour parking restriction on the Canal Street car park.
The Black Country Amateur Dramatic Circuit has been left shocked and stunned by the sudden death of one of its brightest stars. Popular leading man Mitchell Bastable died on Tuesday morning after suffering bleeding on the brain. The much-loved 45-year-old stage star had played a host of top roles with the Tab Operatic Society and Trinity Musical Theatre Company in recent years. But perhaps his greatest and most nerve-wracking performance came backstage when he proposed to his sweetheart and co-star Beth Berwick Lowe after they appeared together in West Side Story at Stourbridge Town Hall in March this year. Mitchell, a father of two, popped the question in a perfectly planned proposal on set after the curtain fell, following the last night of the show, in which he had appeared as Bernardo, leader of the Sharks, and Beth had starred in her dream role as leading lady Maria. Heartbroken Beth, a singer with the 1940s trio, the Bluebird Bells, confirmed on Facebook that devastating news that her soulmate had passed away yesterday morning after suffering two bleeds on the brain. She said Mitchell, a singer, just couldn't be saved. And she said, "The light has left my life. We are utterly heartbroken." A statement on the company's Facebook page said, "We are all heartbroken to be informed of the passing of our much-loved friend, Mitchell Bastable. We are honoured and privileged to have been a part of Mitchell's life, on and off stage. We offer our sincere condolences, thoughts and much love to his fiancée Beth, his two sons, his mother Trina and the rest of the family. Mitch helped to put Trinity firmly on the local musical theatre scene when we changed from an operatic society 3 years ago. With his totally wicked interpretation of Daryl Van Horn in The Witches of Eastwick. And it was here that Mitch and Beth met.
A family friend of the teenager who died following a sea rescue in Wales has spoken of the minutes leading up to the tragedy. Rebecca Ray of Coseley said she initially thought cries for help were shrieks of laughter. They had just arrived at Terry North on the west coast when 16-year-old Blake Ward from Dudley and two other teenagers got into difficulties in the sea. The large family group had travelled to the beach last Tuesday in five cars and the oldest youngsters had gone ahead while the rest of the party unpacked. Mrs. Ray said, "They were only 5 minutes ahead of us. When we got to the beach, I could hear them shouting, and at first I thought it was screams of laughter. Then I said to my sister, 'Are they in trouble?' We dumped everything and ran over to the rocks. Her brother Michael Payne jumped into the sea to try and rescue them with a life buoy and then helped to drag them to safety. Blake, who moved to Wolverhampton 6 months ago, was given CPR at the scene by a Royal National Lifeboat Institution volunteer before being airlifted to Alder Hospital in Liverpool. But he was found to have suffered extensive brain damage and died on Saturday, 4 days later. His mother and father, who were not part of the holiday group, were at his hospital bedside. Mrs. Ray revealed that tragic Blake's organs were donated following a family conference, and they were used to help save the lives of other sick patients. She said that they were only 2 days into their holiday when the tragedy struck. We'd arrived on the Sunday and the weather had not been too good, so on Tuesday when the sun came out, we headed for the beach, she said. There were about 20 in the family party, which had included her siblings, nephew and nieces, and some of their partners. Blake had planned a career in the army, said Mrs. Ray. He was extremely fit, but was not a strong swimmer, she added.
Junk food cafe to open in Stourbridge. And it's not what you think. The community cafe, run by the Real Junk Food Project, will use food that would otherwise go to waste to make delicious and wholesome meals. There are no set prices, as guests are asked to pay what they feel. Based at the Stourbridge Family Centre in Forge Road, which is just off the Ring Road, the cafe will be open from 12 o'clock until 2 p.m. on the second and fourth Friday of every month, starting on August the 10th. It's hoped that the new cafe will be welcomed by the community and be seen as a place to eat and enjoy the company of others. Many people suffer from loneliness, and a good meal and a chat is always much needed. And with that final news item from me, we'll now make way for this week's notices. So it's goodbye from Joyce.
Bye-bye from Margaret.
And goodbye from Phil.